you really want to make sure that you're better than your competitors, because people will be Googling best agents in suburb or whatever, and they'll find you, the competitors, etc. So number one is clarity. Strategy is principle number two. Principle three is persuasion. These principles will help you stand out and also get a result.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. Each episode, we bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To connect with all things Elite Agent, including the latest news, coaching, and features, subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate Podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent, and I'm joined once again this week by the very fabulous Mark Edwards.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
I am really good.
Excellent.
I'm really good, and I've got a great, well, you know those Peace, Love and Real Estate t-shirts that we had last year?
How can you forget? It's kind of Ben and Jerry's inspired, sort of the Californian
thing.
Bun thing.
Yeah, well, somebody asked me about where did Peace, Love and Real Estate come from? Mm. And it is, well, Ben and Jerry's is Peace, Love and Ice Cream.
Yep.
I just deleted the word ice cream and replaced it with real estate, because who doesn't love a bit of Peace, Love and Real Estate? Anyway, what the guys at home might not know is that originally they were just, what we wanted was we wanted a giveaway for people that came on our podcast. Mm-hmm. So that if you spent an hour with me, not only were we going to give you some publicity and say some nice things about you and talk about things that you want to talk about, but we also wanted people to be wearing one of our t-shirts. But the thing is, and agents will understand this, is that, you know, you put your brand on something or you put your logo on something and then nobody wants to wear it.
So, who wants to be a walking billboard for other people?
Well, yeah, exactly. But you know what that is? That's just daggy design.
Mm.
And so what I did was I made a few calls to a few people. Some people knew some other people who knew some other people. And all of a sudden I was introduced to a guy by the name of Greg Merrilees.
So no secret handshake required?
No secret handshaking required, but it is a secret page on his website. Like, you can't just rock up and, you know, it isn't obvious that he does these brilliant t-shirts for everyone. And by the way, if you do want a t-shirt, they're available now for everyone. So you can go to, I think it's eliteagent.store.
Yep.
And you can go online and grab one. What Greg did though is, he does websites to the stars, including some pretty hardcore internet marketers. Mm. You know, and if you've studied internet marketing at all, you'll know the names Frank Kern and James Schramko, who we've had on the podcast, and some other people. And Greg, his websites are not only beautiful, but they convert because you want your website to create leads. And so in this podcast, what Greg and I break down are the three factors that you need on your website to convert more people into database prospects.
So quickly, what are those three things?
Clarity
yep.
of message, a strategy, like to work out what path the customer needs to go through, and the ability to persuade. And so we break down those three techniques, plus a few other different things about what good design is and what some of the leakage points are on your website, things that you shouldn't do on your website to get people to stay.
So how much does it give away in this podcast? Are there many actionable tips that can come out of this?
Well, yeah, there's heaps of actionable tips. And as always, I took notes.
Mm.
And so you can download the notes at eliteagentelevate.com. But also, Greg is going to be doing a webinar with us where he's going to be giving live feedback on websites. So basically what you can do is you can send in your website, send in your URL, and I think the first 10 or 11 where he's actually going to get on this webinar and give you a critique of what you should and shouldn't be doing on your website live.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
And, we'll probably send you a t-shirt too.
So, excellent. So it's a great reason to get into one of those first 10. So Greg's going to actually lay out, you know, sort of what works, what could be tweaked. Basically, you're going to get like almost like a website audit.
Yeah. So you don't have to send your website in. You can actually, we'll give dates and things like that in the brief.
Yep.
But basically, he's going to come online. He's going to give a bit of a critique. And you can apply those lessons to your own website, because really your own website is like an additional salesperson. You should be able to use that for people to come and solve their problems, really, find what they're looking for.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Details are going to be in the show notes.
Yep.
We're also going to be obviously putting all of those show notes together into Extra.
Yep, we are.
And if you want to get your hands on Extra, where do you go?
eliteagent.com/extra.
Nice and easy.
Absolutely. And one more thing is, this is a lot to listen to as well. So there's some links in the action guide for Greg's 50-point website audit checklist.
Oh, right, so you can actually do it yourself.
Yeah, so you, if you don't want him to if you don't want him to pull your website apart, you can actually
live.
Well, no, it's not as bad as it looks, right? Because feedback's always good. Mm. You know, like if feedback is good or bad, it's always useful.
Yep.
Perry Marshall taught me that.
Yep.
Feedback is everything. And so, yeah, you can also download the checklist, and there are links for the checklist in the action guide, eliteagentelevate.com. Did I finally get that out?
You got it out. All right, I think that's it. Let's get on with the show. Enjoy Greg Merrilies.
Welcome to the podcast, Greg Merrilies.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
It's awesome to have you here because we're going to be talking about some things that are close to, well, not only to my heart, but close to pretty much every agent on the planet's heart, and that is personal branding and digital marketing. So you guys are a design studio in Melbourne, but you're quite famous for working with some pretty famous people around the world. Can you tell us firstly a little bit about Studio One and what you do there?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we design websites and brands for a lot of online entrepreneurs, even if they're an offline businesses, businesses that use online marketing to help grow their business essentially. And you know, I work from home. We have 20 people in our team. We all work from our own homes, and we've got people in, you know, multiple cities across Australia and the Philippines.
Amazing. And when we say some online marketers, we're talking hardcore, world-famous digital marketers like Ezra Firestone and Perry Marshall and people like that, correct?
Yeah, James Schramko.
James Schramko,
Chris Ducker and, yeah, a lot of those people. And, I mean, they're not hardcore marketers, but they do purely have just online businesses, you know. So, yeah, we tend to focus on them, I guess, because, like, I have a passion for marketing myself and getting results. And I don't want to just design pretty websites. I really want our websites to get results for our clients.
So your website really is your digital marketing hub online. And the main focus of what we're going to be talking about today is how to really have a website that is going to not just generate, but generate and convert leads.
Yeah.
Because really your website should be like an extension of your sales team, correct?
Exactly. In fact, it can not replace a sales team, but it can replace, you know, let's say 20 years ago, the receptionist, you know, where people ring into the business and that sort of thing before they get put onto a salesperson. So yeah, a website really needs to be like an online marketing machine that drives more leads and sales to your business.
And your business is born of great design. Like by trade, you are a designer. And just for anyone who might be listening to this podcast, Greg actually is responsible for our Peace, Love and Real Estate t-shirts, which got pretty popular around October. And now we've actually put them online. So originally you could only get one of these t-shirts. Everyone was saying, how do we get one of these t-shirts? And the only way to get them, of course, was to be a guest on the podcast. but now you can go online to eliteagent.store. There you go. There's a difficult URL, eliteagent.store, and you can get one of your own, which is really cool. But what I really loved about your t-shirts, and they were a referral from someone else, is that they're actually t-shirts people want to wear. Like I still get comments when I put my t-shirt on. And that was really like the start of your business, wasn't it? Was this t-shirt thing. So tell me how you evolved. How did you get that start in t-shirts and how did that then evolve into something more?
Yeah. So look, I mean, I've had my business since the year 2000, right? And we just designed t-shirts back then for Australia's wholesalers selling to Australia's retailers, right? So Myer, Kmart, Witchery and Cotton On and all those sort of big retailers. And then probably about 6 years ago, they went vertical, right? So they cut out the middleman, which was our client. So our clients were dropping like flies. And, you know, we had an office in Collingwood and, you know, in Melbourne, and we had six full-time designers and we had just a handful of local clients. And you know, I had a young family at home and a mortgage and all that sort of stuff. And I realized my business was really going down the gurgler. So I had to pivot. And so I found podcasts online, right? Just like this. I mean, podcasts are just the best way of learning, you know, people that run podcasts give away so much gold and it's free information, right? So you'd be crazy not to listen to podcasts. So anyway, this podcast that I found called Think Act Get with two hosts, James Schramko and Ezra Firestone, they said they don't like their logo. They wanted, you know, they just said we hate our logo on a podcast. So I thought, I'm going to send them a free logo design just to say thanks for their awesome content, right? And yeah, Ezra, he's from New York, and you know, his true New York accent, he's saying something like, yeah, hot dang, you know, makes us look like a fancy softball team and all this sort of stuff. And so they love the logo, and then they put on their podcast, and then I started building trust with them, and then I started designing their websites and things like that. And then James Franco, who's a business coach, he came to my office one day and he said, so why do you have this office? And I said, well, don't I need to? I've got, you know, local this and local that. He said, what if I could show you a better way? And so at the time he had 60 people work. He worked from home, right? He surfs twice a day. He's got an amazing, you know, lifestyle business, works 25 hours a week. And he had 60 people from the Philippines working full time for him in his business. So I said, where do I sign up? That was, you know, probably 6 years ago. And when I hired him as a business coach, he said, well, because that idea worked so well for us, why don't you design t-shirts for other influencers? So, you know, I went through all my podcasts and I just, yeah, to anybody that was somebody that I loved their podcast and, you know, just loved what they stood for, send them a free t-shirt design. And what we did, to answer your question really, is instead of just putting a logo on a t-shirt, we dug deep into their websites. We looked at their customer testimonials and we found a slogan or something that their target audience would resonate with and would want to wear on a t-shirt, because nobody just wants to wear a logo slapped on a t-shirt, right? For instance, like Lead Pages, which is like an online, you know, marketing platform thing with landing pages. In one of their testimonials, it said Lead Pages are like our secret weapon. So we designed the main slogan being secret weapon and then a tiny little Lead Pages logo up in the corner, you know? But yeah, we design them in, you know, usually a bit of a scripty, cool kind of font. Nothing just that you can just get out of the box. We customize all of our fonts. But yeah, we did focus on the slogans, and yeah, essentially that's what built trust by sending all these custom t-shirts to all these podcasters, and then built trust, and then they slowly pumped us out to their communities, and we started designing for them, and business grew from there.
I reckon that's actually a really good idea for real estate agents. So if you listen to this and thinking about differentiating yourself in your marketing, create a t-shirt, because I think that's probably been one of the most successful things we've done this year, is actually had our own t-shirt that we've sent out to various influencers and things like that. And following the same, well, obviously you designed our t-shirt. So it says Peace, Love and Real Estate on the front, which was an idea I had because I liked the Ben and Jerry's Peace, Love and Ice Cream. And so
that's the whole point. People would want to wear that. It's not your logo. It's a slogan that everybody will resonate with that loves real estate, you know?
Yeah. So. We did stick a small logo on the back though. Like, you know, yeah, just so not? That, you yeah. know, in case you're an agent out there letterbox dropping, you know, you want people to know that you're an elite agent.
I couldn't agree more. It's about branding, but you want people to spread the message, right? So they're not just going to spread the message by wearing a big logo. So that's a much better way to do it.
And I think Peace, Love and Real Estate is very on brand for us. We're lovers. We're lovers in
nice.
This office.
Passionate people.
Actually, just to finish that thought, if you were a real estate agent and you were to create a t-shirt with a design with something iconic from the local area and hand it out to some of your prospects or your customers, if you're a property manager or something like that, I think it's a really unusual gift. And a lot of people are really proud of where they live, especially if they've grown up there.
Yeah, totally. But you do have to put some thought into it. Don't make it about you. Make it about what you think your audience would want to wear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That brings me to my next question, actually, which is you are quite famous for bespoke design. And before you even build a website, you go into quite some detail about branding with your customers. So if you were thinking about building a brand in 2020, or you want to build a personal brand in 2020, where do you start?
Yeah, well, for a start, I mean, if you are, you know, looking at a designer, then you've got to look at their folio, you know, number one, and see if their work resonates with you. But also look at the results that they get from, you know, their rebranding, and have a look at their customer testimonials and things like that. And yeah, what you're trying to formulate in your mind is, are they a good fit for where you're thinking of taking your brand? Now, you may not have any idea visually, but that's also where the person that you're looking at should have a good process and an action plan to show you exactly how they're going to help you. So what we would do, for instance, is we start with like a mood board, which is our brand director will come up with the look and feel for the fonts, the color palette, the composition. If we're talking about a full brand for a website and online presence, or, you know, it could just be an individual logo, but we'll do research and we'll study your target market and, you know, look at where they're hanging out. And, you know, we also send like a questionnaire that has a bunch of questions. It might be, it depends if it's just for a logo. You know, we want to see examples of what you like. We would never rip anything off, but we don't want to be miles off either, because we offer unlimited design revisions, right, on everything we do. So we want to get you the best result as quickly as possible, but we want to make sure that you love it. But, you know, it might be questions about your target market. It might be questions about things that you don't like, things like that. But essentially, we're trying to formulate all this information before we start designing so that the brand director can create that mood board, send you the mood board, get your feedback, and then we'll start designing.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting what you just said there. If I could just reiterate that, is I love the t-shirt because it sort of reminded me of some of the band t-shirts of the 80s and 90s and things like that. And that's what I like. But you've really got to be mindful of what the people you want to be your customers like. And so even though you might like pink and orange, if you're trying to appeal to maybe an older demographic or a more professional demographic, you really need to think about what is going to appeal to them.
That's exactly right. I mean, the only caveat to that would be if you really want to stand out and zig while everybody else is zagging, then you might think of a totally radical color palette. But you're right. Most of the time, you want the color palette to resonate with that target audience in a safe way.
So let's talk about websites now, because obviously agents fall into several groups. So, you know, you've got agents who are sort of stuck with the franchise website, and then you've got other agents who are independent people and can do whatever they like. And then you've got agents who are building a digital hub for themselves by building a personal website. For example, I might build a website that is SamanthaMcLeanRealEstate.com.au or something like that. I listened to another webinar with you a while back, and I think you were talking about the components of a high converting website, and there was three main things that you talked about. So do you mind if we sort of go through what they are? Because I actually think that they apply to all scenarios.
Yeah, totally. And look, I guess the reason we've got these principles is because, I mean, it works for one, but it's a very competitive world out there, right? So you really want to make sure that you're better than your competitors, because people will be Googling best agents in suburb or whatever, and they'll find you, the competitors, etc. So these principles will help you stand out, right? And also get a result. So number one is clarity. So when people land on your site, they don't really give a crap about you, right? They only care about themselves, right? And to be honest, like I see a lot of real estate individual agent websites that, I don't know, to me, they're focusing on the wrong thing. They're trying to be the hero. And what we like to do is position our customers as the hero, and we're their guide, right? So if you have clarity, the principal one is clarity, and you show them how you can help them on their journey, that's going to get you a better result just from having that different approach to what most people do. Yeah, and then I guess we could go into a little bit more detail in a sec, but strategy is principle number two, right? And so that's sort of what happens when you attract somebody to your website to take that next step. We'll go into detail in that. And then principle three is persuasion, and that's really having psychological drivers on your website to help persuade people to take action. We have the right visual hierarchy and call to actions and all that sort of stuff, which we can dive into as well. But yeah, that's an overview of the three principles.
So let's go back to clarity for a second, because what you said there is really interesting, actually, because a lot of agent websites will, you know, you'll open it up and you'll have a big photo of that person and then welcome to XYZ Real Estate. How can we help you?
Boring.
Yep. What would be a more clear way of, and I suppose I should preface this by saying, you know, we know that people don't go to real estate agent websites for listings. They go to realestate.com.au and domain.com.au. More often than not, they're going to the real estate agent's website to either A, solve a particular real estate problem they have, or find information. So given that, how would you think about your homepage?
Yeah, it's a great question, because like realistically, people don't care about you. They're doing exactly what you said. They're looking for something to help themselves, right? So you lead with value, okay? So you might have a free guide of some sort, how to prepare your home for sale, or whatever your target market might be looking for as part of the solution of hiring you. And what that's going to do, you give them the opportunity to download the free, whatever it is, in return for just collecting an email address. So A, you're going to collect an email address, but don't abuse that email address. Just treat it with utmost respect. And once you've got an email address, send them more valuable information. Don't sell ever with email. I mean, you can, but just subtly. Don't be outright saying, hey, buy my stuff. You can't really do that as an agent anyway, right? But so you've got their email address, and then you want to take them to, let's say, a thank you page. And on that thank you page, have a video just thanking them for downloading that, and then build trust with them and saying, hey, you know, hope you got a ton of value out of it. If you're thinking of selling your house or whatever, list some benefits of how you can help them in that video, right? And then just have another call to action saying, schedule a call or whatever the case, call me on this number directly, whatever you like, right? But it's kind of that next step in the funnel. If you think about how all that sort of ties in, you want to use in psychological drivers as well. What you want to do is show that you're an authority without being the hero, right? You want to lead with value, the free guide, the free appraisal, free whatever, right? That's unique to them, unique to solving their problems. But you want to back it up with social proof as well, right? By having some testimonials to say to others reading it how awesome you are without you having to say that. So really the strategy is not to say welcome to, it's really you just show that you're an authority. You might have what we call impact metrics. So it might be the amount of homes you've sold, the total value of homes you've sold, you know, years in business, that sort of thing. And then just instantly with those numbers, people can see that you're authority, and then the social proof to back it up. But doing all that above the fold on when they first land on your page will be way more effective than just saying how good you are and welcome to.
Yeah. So you're almost solving a problem the second that someone lands on your website, which might be, you know, they might be looking for a property investment manager. They might be looking for, you know, a real estate agent to sell their property. So the clear goal here is to get some contact details to start a conversation.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. Start the conversation. However you do that, whether it is, you know, to try and get them to call you, they may not yet because, you know, if they've just discovered you, they may not have that trust in you. And that's why we like to say, you know, have something for cold leads, which would be a PDF download. It's pretty easy for them. It might just be a checklist because, you know, you don't have a big, massive 10, 20 page download that takes them forever to consume, which they never will anyway. But it might just be a free checklist, the top 10 things you need to consider when you're selling your home, right? You'll get a ton of downloads from that. And then really, that's starting that conversation, as well as you want to cater to hot leads. So they may have heard of you through somebody else and they just want to call you. So don't put them through that funnel of the lead magnet if they just want to call you. Put your phone number right there or schedule a free call or something like that.
That is really good advice. And just to pick up on something that you said a few minutes ago too about the thank you page. So the original webinar I listened to with you as the guest speaker, you talked about the importance of a thank you page and creating a video. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you for that because I did that.
Well, well done.
I did that for Elite Agent. So basically what happens now is somebody comes along and puts their email address in. And then when they do, it goes to a thank you page with a video of me saying, hey, thanks very much for subscribing. Welcome to the tribe.
Nice.
If there's, you know, what's your biggest concern right now that we can help you with? And it's anonymous. So I have been surprised at how many people have actually filled in, you know, like what their concern is and how hard is it to solve. And
gold.
So yeah, and it is real gold. And I think just added proof that people do come to websites to have their problems solved, not because it's a fun thing to
do. Absolutely. Yeah. And just on that, like you might sell in totally different areas. You might sell different stock. It might be for investors. For, you know, first homeowners, second homeowners, etc. So you can also segment your list by saying, which of the following can I help you with, right? And then they click through into one of those three categories to go into an individual landing page talking specifically to that demographic, essentially. And that's another way of showing that you're helpful. It's not just a one size fits all.
Yeah. So if I could translate that into real estate speak, perhaps it would be, are you interested in investing or buying or selling? And then, you know, like three dirty big buttons saying investing, buying, selling, click on that one and then go through to something more helpful.
Perfect. Yeah. Spot on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the good tip for you guys to be thinking about in 2020. And that probably speaks a bit to the strategy component.
It
you know, like it's not just enough to sort of put up a landing page, but have a think about you know, the journey that you want to take the customer on.
Yeah.
Now, the third one is persuasion, and this one is my favorite one. So let's talk a little bit about how you persuade people. Someone's just landed on your website. They know nothing more about you, but psychologically there are some things that you can do to make sure that they don't leave and that they think that you are the authority in the area. So where does your thinking on that one come from?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, you can't exactly tie people up and brainwash them into buying your stuff, right? But what would be the point of that? Because it's really just dealing with one person at a time. Whereas on your website, you can attract as many people to your website and deal with all those people whenever they're ready, right? So on their terms. So what we want to try and do is use these psychological drivers based on the book by Robert Cialdini called Influence, right? And those principles apply in life, but also we apply them to a website because it's so powerful. And just briefly, they are things like authority, social proof, consistency, like and reciprocity, and scarcity. But yeah, if you want, we can go into more detail to say how you could use that on your website.
Yeah, do you think we could go into detail on a few of those?
Totally, yeah. So authority is really, like on your website, you want to display that you're an authority, right? So like I said before, we've got some impact metrics that we could have there. You want to be dressed well, obviously, how you would dress when you're at an auction or that sort of thing. Dress up nicely. And apart from that, you want to show that you can get good results, right? But with, like I was saying before, without showing that you're the hero, you want to just show that you're the guide. So it kind of moves into the social proof, but to me, authority and social proof can kind of work in tandem together, right? Yeah, so it might be, like I said, the impact metric showing how many properties you've sold, but you might just go straight into a quote from one of your clients that talks about, you know, how amazing you've done for them. And it might be over multiple properties that you've purchased for them to show that history as well. And that's another thing you can do, just let people know that you've been around since 2000 and whatever, right? Or might be 19 and whatever. But that's a form of authority just by showing that you've been around for a while.
A friend of mine has just created, well, just gone into business for himself, and he's got established 1964 because that's the year he was born.
Yeah.
So, a bit cheeky. Ed, that's a shout out to you if you're listening. very, very clever. So we've got authority, we've got social proof, we've got, so your social proof is obviously your testimonial. So get a good testimonial, talk about how long you've been in business, how much experience you've got. That's where you want some good pictures of your just sold or just lease.
Yep.
Number of clients. What's the other one? Liking?
Yeah, but I think there's a little bit more to social proof. And just quickly back to authority, just having a professional-looking modern website can help boost your perceived authority versus having something that looks dated or, you know, having something nothing at all. But, so with social proof, the one thing that you can put on your website that most agents don't do is case studies, right? So a case study could be showing one of your clients that you need their permission, of course, but you show them what their situation looked like before you helped them, right? The struggles they had, the challenges they had, and then you show them the process that you went through to help them. And then you show the results that they've got. It's more powerful than just a written testimonial or a video testimonial. And you can put those within this case study as well. But showing that whole process really helps new visitors come into your site see exactly how you help them. And, you know, you can build a lot of trust by showing that full case study.
That's interesting, actually, because a lot of people do just put a testimonial on there, but a case study could work really, really well.
Really powerful. And if you do collect email addresses, part of your email automation is send people to an individual case study throughout your email sequence. So, yeah, pretty powerful.
Yeah, so you could, like, I'm just thinking out loud here. I have a terrible habit of doing that, but Now you've said that, it would be really easy to, someone subscribes, you send them to a thank you page or something like that and say, you know, would you be interested in a case study on XYZ, or even in your welcome email, send them, say, you know, we've got some case studies here. Would you be keen to have something else? And then I suppose you can segment them and then.
Spot on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Very clever.
It's all just based on those principles, you know, and just working out how to make it work for your business.
Okay, so was there any others in Robert Cialdini's list? We love a bit of Robert Cialdini. He was out here speaking at ARIC a couple of years ago, by the way.
So
I do think if you haven't read Persuasion, get a hold of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got two books. I think one of them's Persuasion, which is actually the most recent one, and the first one's Influence, but it's all about the psychological drivers. So, yeah, both excellent books. But Lycan is a principle that agents don't have an issue with this. They don't mind putting themselves out there. But a lot of people don't want to use video on their website, don't want to put photos of themselves. But, you know, your prospects are coming to your website. They want to see if they know, like, and trust you. And if you've got a video of yourself, they're going to see your body language. And that alone is going to let them know instantly whether or not they like you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But also putting your opinion out there. So if you have a blog on your website that's really helpful, put your opinion. It might be a news story about real estate. Put your unique opinion about that news story, right? It might be polarizing, but you're going to really attract some people and you're really going to repel others. But yeah, I think you're going to attract the right sort of people if you do that. So don't be afraid to put your personality out there on your website.
I agree with that, because if you try to appeal to everyone, you might end up appealing to nobody.
Yeah.
And what was the last one?
Yeah. So reciprocity, which is what we're saying all along, like, lead with value. Don't sell on hello. You know, don't say buy my stuff, which you wouldn't do anyway on a, you know, on a real estate website. But I mean, I guess actually to that point, people on their websites put all of their listings. That's kind of like buy my stuff, right? But we would both say that's a terrible idea. So instead, you want to lead with value. Offer the free, you know, appraisal, free download, free checklist, whatever it is. It needs to be free, essentially.
And I suppose to be like, you know, there's probably some people saying, well, what should I put on my website? And to that, I would probably say, think about who your audience is, think about their biggest burning questions.
Spot on.
And then create a little ebook or something like that, which answers them.
Perfect. Yeah, that's right. And then just by the principle of reciprocity, you've led with value and they're more likely to give back because of that. So they might call you. You've built a bit of trust with them.
Yeah. What we're saying here is that the online world really reflects the offline world. So yes. The sort of behaviors that we're talking about Robert Cialdini is, you know, if you're door knocking, you offer some value first rather than sort of knocking on the door and saying, hey, do you want to sell your place?
Spot on. Spot on.
A lot of people don't really want to move like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lead with value first. Make sure that you've got some social proof to back it up. Make sure you're being yourself. Like, so all of this is the same online as offline. But the trouble is with that is that some people still like look at pretty websites and think, I'm going to make a pretty website.
Yeah.
So what are some of the big mistakes that people can fix immediately that you see out there?
One is bad copywriting, where you start with welcome to and all that sort of stuff,
yeah.
Right? But it's not easy to get it right. But you really just have to think about the words on your website. That's what we mean by copywriting, that talk to solving your customers' problems. It's really as simple as that in theory, but to write it in practice, it can be quite difficult. That's why we recommend and partner with copywriters that will, you know, they'll interview your clients, they'll use the language of your clients. Don't use any tech jargon, you know, anything that's industry or too industry specific, but really just try and write in a natural way. You want to have a few keywords in there as well, so you start ranking okay in Google, you know, but don't use keyword stuffing, because you'll just, you know, absolutely wreck your chances of that. It needs to be written in a natural language there that essentially resonates with your audience. So people don't value copywriting enough, and that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that I see on a website. A few other ones. For instance, like if you do use video on your website, right, and a lot of people host their videos on YouTube and they embed that YouTube video on their webpage, but what they don't do is they don't have a paid account, and you can get a YouTube premium account. And so what that means is without a paid account, people, they're on your website, they play the video, and then they see the little YouTube channel logo in the bottom corner, they press that, they go off to YouTube, and they're gone forever. So that's what we call a leakage point, right? And you can stop that if you've got a paid YouTube account. So yeah, you just want to be really careful with that. But there are other leakage points as well that we want to plug up. Like, for instance, social media icons. So we don't like to put social media icons anywhere on a website apart from in the footer and mainly on the homepage and none of the main other pages. I mean, you wouldn't put it on sales pages or lead magnet pages, etc., because once again, people click on those logos and they leak off. But we see one of the common mistakes is we see people put them up near their top navigation at the top of the site on every page. And even worse, when you click one of those logos, it just opens that social media platform within the same window. So then they never come back. If you're going to do that, at least make it open in a new tab, for instance. But I would say don't put them anywhere on your site apart from in the footer of the homepage.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, because you're probably thinking about people have paid money to get people to the website in the first place, like whether it's a Facebook ad or a Google ad or something like that.
Yeah.
So now that you've put it that way, it is a bit of a tragedy when you pay money to get people to your website and then they leak off straight away and they're distracted by a dog video.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
You know, which happens to me all the time. The other thing is what was popular for a while there is these image sliders, you know, with like your various properties and stuff like that. How do you feel about them?
I can't stand them. And the reason is because in most split tests, like we follow some of the world's best conversion rate optimization experts, right? So we're talking Pep Lyer from Conversion Excel, Tim Ash from Site Tuners, Mech Labs, you know, Flint McLaughlin, and they all say 90 to 95% of split tests that image sliders or video backgrounds, basically when you land on a page, this image appears and then it scrolls to the next one and then to the next one, they kill conversions in 90, 95% of cases, right? So occasionally it might work, but most of the time it doesn't. So I would say definitely avoid them.
I've noticed too that there was some, I don't know what they were built with, not WordPress or anything like that, but
yeah.
When you see something, and this is one of Generation Z's greatest fears, is when you see that loading circle just twirling and you're kind of waiting, it's like, oh, okay, I'm already gone.
Exactly.
Back to the dog video.
Yeah, I love it. And that's one of the reasons, because it's so slow to load and, you know, Google favors a fast loading site. But also they're so distracting from a user's perspective. You're trying to read something on there and then, oh, it's gone. And then you're trying to read the next, it's gone. And it's just super annoying.
What about pop-ups? They're still pretty popular.
They are, yeah. And I would say use a pop-up with caution, right? So what we like to do, and we encourage all of our clients, is to use a pop-up that's triggered by an event on somebody on your web page, right? So for instance, don't just have it pop up as soon as they land on the page because they haven't even had a chance to consume or read or anything, right? So don't do that because they're just going to close it anyway. You haven't built trust with them. They don't know anything about you. So instead, you want to have it triggered by the amount of time on the site. That's one way. Or when they go to exit the site. So that's another way. Or if they scroll a certain, you know, amount on the web page, or after they've viewed a certain amount of pages. And all those things can be, you know, set up really easily with a plugin. There's one called Opt-in Monster that will give you the option to select whichever one of those reasons, those triggers that, you know, you want it to pop up. But you'll get a much better result if you do have a pop-up versus not having a pop-up, but just don't have it as an entry pop.
What about an exit one? Yeah, so if someone is about to click off your page, that's when you sort of say, hey, wait a second, do you want to download
something? Right. Yeah. And they do work well. Like, and I would say for those exit pops, just have it for a lead magnet, right? Because somebody's come to your site and if they go to leave, you want to give them one last chance to at least continue that conversation by giving them something of value in return for an email address. So it's perfect for that.
And if I could just give you my pet hate with pop-ups, I hate those ones that guilt me into things. So, you know, like put in your email address to download this free offer and then there's a no thanks, I don't want your free offer. I'm not interested in making money through property investment. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Oh, Jeff, see you later. You just feel like... Yeah, anyway.
That kills the liking part of the whole thing.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Like, you're trying to build a brand, your own personal brand, for instance. And so don't do any of these douchey, you know, sleazy tactics that try and trick people into taking action because you're just going to lose brand trust altogether.
Yeah, so be straight down the line. There's been a lot of stuff that we've just talked about. And so obviously we take notes and you can download the episode companion with this, but you've also got a checklist, don't you, that actually goes through that, the whole, you know, this is what you should do and this is what you should not do.
Correct, yeah.
So where can we perhaps get a copy of that?
Yeah, so just go to our website, studio1design.com/checklist. And, yeah, it shows you 50 things that you can do on your website that if you're not doing and you turn them into doing, then you'll get a much better result.
Obviously, you've had a lot of experience in design and you've had a lot of experience in the persuasion side of online selling. Is there any other resources or recommended reading that you would point people to if they really wanted to revolutionize their online presence in 2020?
Yeah, there's a book called Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krug, That's an awesome book. You know, a lot of people on their website, another mistake, they might put too many things on their web page, an individual web page. Now, a home page should really just be a gateway to position you as an authority and social proof, but then to get to your important things only, right? But some people just put everything on every page with all these call to action buttons everywhere, and people just get overwhelmed. So read that book, Don't Make Me Think, and you'll just simplify your website.
Yeah, that sounds like awesome advice. And lastly, there would be some people out there who are kind of still scratching their heads going, I don't have a website and I don't know if I need a website.
Yep.
What would you say to those people?
Get a template. Like if you're not ready yet, if you're not ready for like, because we do custom websites, right? But, and look, there's heaps of suppliers out there. But if you're just starting out and you really just want to test your offer, test your lead magnet, test whatever, just go to Template Monster or ClickFunnels or, you know, one of those places where you can just put up a website in a day and it'll cost you $100. As you start making money from the results of your website, that's when you should think about investing in your brand. But yeah, you can get started quite easily and quite cheaply.
Yeah. So your advice would be to, if you don't have anything, just get up and running.
Yeah.
And if you do have something, download the checklist and make that the starting point for how to get your website working for generating leads, really.
Exactly. And I'd say the final tip is a website's never finished, right? So just get it out there and then.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't I know it? I sometimes call it the black hole of the web, you know, as far as our website's concerned. But then our website's very different. So
yeah, it is very much so. But you lead with value. You've got awesome content on there. You're doing a lot of the right things, that's for sure. Then once you've got your website, put Google Analytics on it. Put this tool that we love called Hotjar, HOTJAR.com. There's a free version, but there's like the $30-ish version per month. And it records videos of everybody that's on your site. It records heat maps. You can have polls and all sorts of things. And that's the user insight that, you know, I just spend like half an hour a week studying my user insights from Hotjar. And you get so many insights that little things you'll tweak over time. And then it's like a high performance car, which a lot of agents have, right?
Yep, yep.
You can just keep tweaking, let's say a Ferrari in F1 until it just keeps getting better and better over the season. So you can do that with your website as well.
That's amazing. So you can actually go and watch what people are doing without them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know, yeah. But you can't, there is privacy issues as in you can't see what they're typing if they're leaving feedback or, you know, or filling out forms. You just see little stars instead of numbers and letters. Yeah.
But then you can sort of say, all right, well, they clicked here or they exited here.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all of, that's going back to that leakage problem that you want to stop.
Totally.
Awesome. I have really enjoyed this chat again.
Pleasure.
And have really enjoyed some of the stuff that you've shared. And also thank you for sharing your knowledge on this podcast. Okay. So this is not goodbye. This is see you soon because we're going to run a special webinar.
We are.
For elite agent readers where you'll have the opportunity to send in your website to be personally critiqued by Greg. So, you know, like if you're thinking about where your leakage points might be or how you can improve your digital marketing, there'll be some information about dates in the show notes and also on the post for the podcast. And I am really looking forward to that. So
likewise.
More information about that soon. That'll be in February 2020. So a really great kickstart for everyone who wants to get a jumpstart on their digital marketing from someone with heaps of experience too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's amazing. So Greg, even though this is not goodbye, we're coming back in about a month's time. Thank you very much for sharing your knowledge today on the podcast. It's been invaluable. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are putting their email address in now to download your checklist. But if there's one thing that you could get people to remember from everything that we've talked about today or one thing you'd like to leave everybody with, what would it be?
Yeah, look, lead with value, give away something for free in return for an email address and build trust with them via email. Just build trust.
That's it. And get a great t-shirt too.
You bet. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Greg Merrilees, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
To connect with all things Elite Agent, including the latest news, coaching and features, subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com.